saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM Channel 204, and I'm also on the clock, but so are the Toronto Blue Jays, so are the Los Angeles Dodgers, so are the Boston Red Sox, the Seattle Mariners, the Houston Cougars, Tulsa's on the clock, Maryland's on the clock, Iowa's on the clock, Utah State's on the clock, the Mormons, BYU are on the clock, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He's also on the grid. Let's do this thing. It's Football Friday. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Moretzi? I hope we're on the same side tonight. So I've already put some bets in. Look at the games in college. Bang, bang, we hit. I was going to talk to you about the CFL game first. I almost hit a button, but I think we should talk about it. I know you're not going to the game, so that's good news for the BC Lions against the Bombers of Winnipeg. But we will see. Hey, and we got a big baseball slate, as you said. And I looked at the last time I looked at FanDuel. I think the Blue Jays were like minus 380. It's like, I get it. Like, they're supporting a team, and then there's numbers. It's like when they're double the Dodgers in San Francisco, I got a real problem, Gabe.
I just appreciate the subtle shot that you threw at me.
Yeah.
Well, since you're not going to the game, BC looks good for them tonight.
Yeah, just the facts. Just the facts.
A lifelong BC Lion fan has been all over me for the last hour. What do you mean you're not going? Come on. Me and my boys are going. What's going on? Yeah. Let's have a few. Our boy Darsh stirring the pot.
Yeah, this guy.
I was going to tell him, Darsh, you love. He really is.
He is. Like, honestly, like
he doesn't say with his wife and kids, and he was telling me to watch my language at the game. Now tonight, he's like, no wife and kids tonight. It's the boys. Let's go. I'm like, dude, I got a show to do, and I was going to tell him, Darsh, if you want BC to win, you don't want me going to the damn game anyways. All right?
Exactly. No, this guy simply doesn't take no. I told you after the show with you on Monday night, it was Cowboys Eagles night. Oh, come on, Cam, you could do it. I go, man, I just finished like a radio show. I just want to relax and crack a beer. He's like, you could drive up and meet me. I go, I'm not going anywhere. Next year, knock, knock, knock. He's there ready to go. I'm like, it's Monday night, dude. Like, not all of us work in the garment industry. I don't know who he's meeting in my area. But anyway, he's always got a plan, Gabe. I'll tell you one thing about that guy. He's like a dog on a bone. He won't take no for an answer. I guarantee it.
All right, so Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. We'll get into the BC Lion Winnipeg game a little bit later on. And I believe the game is actually on ESPN News tonight, that game. We got college football, and I don't know if we're going to be on the same side of these games, Cam.
I think on one game we will.
It's a big game tonight. One of the biggest rivalries, big-time game in the rankings. And I'm really, really fascinated and curious to see how that Dartmouth offense matches up against Penn's defense. tonight, some Ivy League football. And shout out to FanDuel, actually, for posting Ivy League football. Normally, there's Ivy League basketball. We all know about the Friday night Ivy League basketball. But delving into Ivy League football, I left a winner on the table last week, actually. I saw a game, and I was like, you know what? I think that'll cover, actually. And I didn't play it because I haven't been following the Ivy League this year, Cam. But I know Cam's been totally up to date on the Ivy League. He watches it religiously. It's got the Ivy League channel next to the horse
channel.
Ivy League sports channel. So, yeah, Dartmouth, actually, Big Green, baby, laying 10.5.
You were going to bet the game. You actually would have hit both sides because I remember you were muttering under your breath, I like the over in that game, too. I think you like the over. It would have hit 2-0.
I don't even know Dartmouth was an Ivy League school.
No, it is. Big really? Time. Yeah.
Shout out to all the Ivy Leaguers out there. Big night of football tonight. So welcome to the Ivy League program. I am Morenzi. I didn't even know Dartmouth was in the Ivy League. I got to be honest.
If you talk to people from other schools in the Ivy League, they'll tell you they're kind of like DeVry of the Ivy League. They kind of get like laughed at. Like you talk to some guy from Yale or Harvard.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's Dartmouth. What I'm saying, Kev. I know. Every president's always went to Yale or Harvard or Yale.
Exactly.
Yale's a big one. I never heard of it. Who went to Dartmouth?
Yeah.
Who went to
what about Brown?
Big Green.
Brown's, I don't hear many people. Brown, Columbia's pretty strong. Good law school.
You know who my Ivy League team is? No joke. I'm a Penn guy.
The Quakers.
I'm a
you
Quaker.
Gotta like the Penn. Yeah, I'm like, we're Quakers.
I'm a Quaker. Quakers getting 10 and a half, but more of a Penn basketball guy.
Yeah,
you
yes,
know why, Cam?
Yes.
Years ago, many, many years ago, we're going back, like this is probably like 30 years ago. You'll remember the game probably. I don't know if you remember, but Penn actually beat the Florida Gators in the NCAA tournament.
No, they were good, man.
I actually was with a bunch of Penn students watching the game. And I had like an impression of like Ivy Leaguers, but these Penn kids, they ain't like Yale and George Bush and stuff like that. These Penn kids partied, Cam. I was like, you know what? For a bunch of Ivy Leaguers, you guys are pretty cool. Like, these guys were chugging. Like you were going and we were in a bar, Chap Sports Bar. And I never forget, we all won. I had a great time with the Penn guys. And like they were all like, you know, we're like, oh, what time are we hooking up tomorrow, Morency? You know, we're playing again, huh? Like, let's hook up again. So, yeah, shout out to the Penn crew in Pennsylvania. But all kidding aside, big games here tonight. Houston Cougars. Houston Cougars getting 3.5 against Tulsa tonight. Some college football. The big one, no kidding. And listen, BYU's a big game too, but the Iowa Hawkeyes, the fifth-ranked team in the country, go into to College Park. Maryland Terrapins, plus 3.5. The Maryland Terrapins have not beaten. They haven't beaten a ranked team, Cam, since like 2007.
Well,
big game tonight.
It all changed tonight, buddy. Fear the turtle.
So you're telling me right now you're on the turtle.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Turtles. Cab's a turtle.
Me and Ralph Friedman.
You got
baby.
No right. Poker face at all. No
nope,
poker
none.
Face at all. Like, not.
No, I don't. So. None. I'm horrible. That just cat
why
out
don't
of the
you
bag.
Tell me who you're taking? I'm going to guess
Maryland
who Cam
Terrapins.
Takes on the other
what's
side.
What's the point, please?
I knew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Morency. We're fired up. We got a lot of football games tonight. Shout out to our boy Danny. Danny's the one Iowa fan. You tuning in, Danny?
Danny
in Nova Scotia.
So,
yeah. All teams are like the Iowa Hawkeyes.
I know. He's always out there.
You just seem to be like to be a Hawkeye
hockey?
Type.
He's a Nova Scotia.
I hate to admit it.
Yeah. Oh, is he really? Oh, I thought. No, I see his
no,
logo.
You are. You are.
I'm a Spartan. Oh, everybody tells
yeah,
me
you.
I'm a Spartan. No.
Who do you identify with the most in the Big Ten?
I would say Michigan State, but I don't like the things that happen at that school.
You're a gopher.
Yeah, I'm a gopher. That's exactly what I am. I'm a Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Okay, well, look,
that's
you're
true.
Not a Michigan Wolverine.
No.
You're not drinking red wine in Ann Arbor looking down on everybody.
I like red wine. but I don't want to drink with those turkeys. I meet Michigan fans at the local sports bar. They're all arrogant, except for the one guy. He's a postman, and he went to Michigan. Nice guy. Rest of the crew, horrible. You said it. Michigan fans are the worst. Worst.
They are annoying as hell. I love Michigan. Like I said, so when it's one of those, you know what you say, when people always say, Cam, when you meet one of your idols and stuff, and it's disappointing?
Yes.
That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me, except it wasn't a person. It was a place. And it was a thing. It was when I went to Ann Arbor and I went to the football and I met everybody. And I was like, oh, my God. I never knew I was a fan of like a yuppie preppy team.
Michigan's khakis, man.
I just sort of thought it was Michigan, Detroit. Like, no, we're Detroit. Like, it's like, listen, Ann Arbor's a great town. It's a great town.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, basically, like, I got asked to leave one of the places, Cam. Like, I didn't fit in with the M Club. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say something, Renzi.
It's country club. They're rich, Cam. It's country club stuff, bro.
Oh, like, no, not just rich, like real rich. I actually know some guys that are Michigan.
You get there, you're like, oh, my God, it's rich.
Yeah, like, they're not just like cracking the million club. It's multi. That's the thing. You're the opposite of a Michigan fan. Like, what do you even like dream about? These guys are khaki and oh my yacht.
No. But yeah, there's a ton of Michigan fans in Detroit. They just don't go. Like they're not welcome.
Yeah,
it's like we're not. You know what I mean? We're not welcome.
Yeah,
that's why it's an interesting dynamic. You're right though. The scrappier team is the school and stuff. I mean, the Michigan fans are, you know, kind of uptight and stuff. The Michigan State kids are literally burning couches at the tailgate. They pour gas like, on the couch. You know what I mean?
Like if Larry Nassar and all that stuff didn't happen at Michigan State, I'd come out and say, hey, Sparty, how you doing? But I will say this, Gabe, that's why I thought we were great for UNLV. And I don't like them moving to Allegiant Stadium. We like that dirty, crappy piece of crap aluminum stands, looks like a high school game in the middle of dirt.
I'm a big Rebel fan.
Sam Boyd. That's who we are. How many beers do you guys want? Not one or two. Tray, please. And they give you the tray. Like, that's the type of place I want to be a part of. That's not Michigan, buddy.
I like our boy Sko. Sko in Michigan's tuning in. He goes, he's a Walmart Wolverine.
He's a Walmart Wolverine. That's good, Skull. That's a good one.
It's true. Well, you know, all right. We gotta get to figure out who's Cam in a Big Ten. Johnny Kicknuts in Los Angeles is asking if Cam's on Dartmouth. Yeah, Cam loves Dartmouth. It's his lock of the night.
Yeah, Dartmouth.
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't know.
I have no opinion of that game whatsoever, but I do bet the other game.
We almost have to now. We almost have to have an opinion now. We have to find an opinion now.
I agree. If I can figure
Dartmouth
it out.
Dartmouth versus Penn. Little Ivy League football. Yeah. All right, let's get to baseball first. So we got five football games today. We got an Ivy League game that, out of principle, I'm betting it. Ivy League game. Then we got Houston Cougars and Tulsa. It's interesting that Tulsa's favored. So look forward to your take on that. But let's just, we got baseball. Because the baseball games are coming up first. Let's get the baseball standings up for people here so we can figure this thing out. As it is right now, I'll tell you what. There would be a tiebreaker. Seattle would be at Boston on Monday, and then the winner would go to Yankee Stadium and play the Yankees on Tuesday. And then the winner of that game would eventually get the Tampa Bay Rays. So there's a lot. This is it. This is it. Toronto Blue Jays are not done yet, but they're going to have to sweep. They're going to have to sweep. So we see the updated standings right now. Yankees are in a comfortable spot at +2. Boston Red Sox are in the playoffs as of now, but they're tied with the Mariners. And the Blue Jays are one back. So, in other words here, Cam, if you're the Blue Jays tonight, you need to win this game. You need the Mariners or Red Sox to lose. Simple as that.
Oh, it's very simple. They don't sweep. They're not getting in even a wild card tie. The Mariners are playing the Angels, and they're on fire. And
Blue Jays need a sweep, Cam, to get into a tiebreaker. That's the way this needs to go.
That's the thing.
They sweep, and they might be able to play an elimination game on Monday.
Maybe. That's maybe. That's a big if, too. These other teams, they just might sweep.
Are the Mariners going to sweep?
Here's the thing. I think the Mariners will. I think, two out of three at worst. The Blue Jays are laying 390 on FanDuel with Steven Matz going. Like, come on. Like, even me.
Are you kidding me?
I'm Bob Blue Jay.
Oh, my God.
No, that's unacceptable. You cannot bet this game unless it's in at least a three-game parlay now. Can't even do a two-gamer with that number.
Minus 184 on the run line.
What?
That's what it is.
No.
Minus 184 pass. Run line.
No. Everything gets thrown out the door. I'm done.
There's no way the Jays lose this game, is there?
Yeah, they're not. Really? I don't know. Boston lost to Baltimore last night. You want to lay $4 with these guys? Holy jeez, Morency. I'm just telling you, that line should be 210.
So I actually believe you. So you're telling me tonight you're not betting the Blue Jay game.
And I'll put them in a parlay. I'll put them in a parlay with the Dodgers and the Giants. I'm not lying. No, there's no red line. There's no nothing. I can't lie. You tell me. Yeah, see, that's why I don't play.
Oh, I thought maybe you were passing. No.
I'm passing on. Like, how do you lay 1.5 minus 180? Like, what kind of world are we living in here?
I just love it. You went on a tirade about how the line is unacceptable. And you're like, yeah, I've got it in parlays, of course.
Well, I just add it to a parlay. No, but I have to do a three-banger now. I got to put your Dodgers in it. I got to have San Francisco and a little Blue Jay in there, too, to spice it up. You cannot lay any type of run line or money line on these guys.
And a little Blue Jay.
If you give me one more team, I got four ingredients. It sounds like chicken soup. What is this, a stew?
Toronto,
it does kind of sound like a stew.
Toronto, here, like, put a Cardinal, put an S in a Blue Jay. Toronto Blue Jays, -390. Yeah. Dear God, that's a big number.
That's what I said.
Big number. All right, Yankees aren't in a must-win situation. They are at home. Cortez seems to always win. They always win when Cortez pitches. Cortez is -134, Rays +114. You betting that game?
I like our friendly detective. McClanahan's on the case tonight. And you know him, Gabe. His homicide solve rate is very high. He's a very good detective.
I don't think they'll roll over for them. Yeah, I think they'll play against the
big time. I'm gonna say McClanahan or pass, and I don't really like that game. I do have a surprise one for you, and it's a team that you really, really like, and they've been good to you recently, but I think it's a good spot for them tonight. I'm going to take a shot with McGill and the Mets tonight as a dog in Atlanta. Atlanta's already – they're feeling good about themselves. They know where they're going to be. I think this is a spot where you could look at the Mets as a dog. That's all.
Only +100, though, huh?
That's why the line tells you something. These guys aren't stooges. Yeah. Like, they understand what's going on. And I got to be honest, buddy. I talked to a lot of people about baseball tonight. It's a dangerous, dangerous board. Like,
that's a tough card type. I just saw the pitcher, too. I've been in football mode, and I did a radio interview today, Times Press. But
yeah,
I swear to God, I saw a picture of Dusty Baker drinking booze out of a cleat last night.
Yeah, out of a shoe. Yeah, yeah, it's great. I like
it. Yeah, yeah. So, in other words, the Astros partied last night.
Yeah,
champagne.
What did we
say? I don't care. Yeah. Drinking booze out of a boot. It's like,
champagne. Hey, Matt. Here's a tip. Champagne is booze. Booze would be champagne. It's got alcohol in it. Booze is anything with a percentage. Anyway, just leave the drinking to us.
Yeah, leave the talking to us as well. So, mic off. Dusty Baker. So the point was the Astros, you see it all the time, right? Take the pedal off the metal last night. All right, this is the night we get drunk. We know we get the playoffs next week, right?
Yeah. Well, Oakland's been taking the pedal off for like 3 weeks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got Ivy League football coming up tonight. We've got CFL football. We've got real college football. We've got it all. I'm just looking. It's not easy, Cam, finding Ivy League information. I'll tell you that. It really isn't.
No, they don't care. They're like, you think they care about the better of an Ivy League game? They care about other things, man. Stocks, futures, you know what I mean? It's like, then we're going to hand out information for these dirtbags.
I can't even, it's hard to find, like, Ivy League football information. Like, I can barely find the standings. Yeah. Barely find the standings. All right. So we've got last night, and how about that? The Miami Hurricanes lose outright. We already hit that at 9.5. There's another one.
Like, you want to talk about like a dagger, like a, like off the bar? Like, they're just so like unbelievable, that program. It's so bad.
They could have scored a touchdown. They could have scored a touchdown late, and they played for a field goal, and you knew they were going to miss. They always miss. They always miss. Yep. Like, Miami have been missing field goals for 40 years. That's what they do. But they've already got three losses. We're racking it up, baby. Racking it up. All right, let's go to the college football here first. Let's start off with Houston and Tulsa.
Okay.
Houston and Tulsa. Not an easy game. Not an easy game. All right.
I like this game. I like this game.
You like this?
Yeah, I do. A lot.
I'm not a big fan of college teasers. But this game's got a teaser written all over it. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. So I can predict who Cam's going to take. You're on Tulsa.
Yep. You can just tell by the line. And the line is kind of like something that you look at and, you know, you bet the
game.
I'm
on the Houston Cougars.
Here we go. Really? Like, yes. It's going to be one. No, I'm going to put a teaser together, too, so there's a middle possibility. We can't do a show for 3 hours and be on opposites to every game. You're not betting. What baseball games are you betting? Could we be on one game tonight? That's the same.
I don't like the hockey board either.
Yeah, sorry. Everyone keeps on asking us about hockey picks on Twitter now. We're not doing it every night. Like, it's not like, you know, we're going to wake up and have a hockey pick. It's just kind of happened organically. But, Gabe, I'm surprised they made the line with the hook. I know 2.5, 3 would have been a number. And this, to me, I think books do this a lot of the time, kind of like you talk about bait car, and there's a computer in your car, there's a briefcase, and, you know, you go in there, next thing you know, you're in a jail cell. I think Tulsa at home will win this game by a touchdown. I think a Houston teaser, 10.5, I think they'll cover the spread. They played pretty well against Ohio State, too. I think this, you know, state rivalry game, I like the Golden Hurricane in this spot. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. I just think it almost feels like, also, they're trying to bait you a little bit, giving you that
Houston
hook.
And Tulsa. Not in the same state. State rivalry game.
Oh, sorry, Oklahoma. Yeah, no, you know what I mean. But no, they're very close in proximity.
You mean Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State.
Yeah, no, Tulsa, sorry, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas. No, it's close. Like, they're regionally pretty close.
Don't I think what Cam meant to say, no, you didn't.
I'm going to stop talking.
I didn't even hear Oklahoma State.
I can't believe I said that. I'm very good at geography. I told you, I got a lot on my mind. I like Tulsa.
But you're right. And Tulsa played Oklahoma State and Ohio State tough. They did.
Thank you.
Well, they lost by 20 to Ohio State, and they did play, Oklahoma State tough. We keep winning somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that. But listen, the Golden Hurricanes, Cam, these guys are great underdogs. They're awesome underdogs. They're 11-3 against the spread. Their last 14 games as underdogs have been cashing numbers. I like that quarterback that they have. I know you remember last year he came in. Everybody got hurt. He came in and he saved their ass late in the game once against Tulane. That was the one in overtime. Good quarterback, but I don't know about Tulsa as a favorite, Cam. I mean, now you have Tulsa like is supposed to win the football game. Thing with Houston is they're 3-1, but they really haven't beaten anybody.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they play Texas Tech in week one. They were leading. I think it was 21-7. They were leading at the half, and the wheels fell off as the game went on. But we got our boy Clayton Toon at quarterback, another kid in his 18th year of eligibility. Clayton Toon under center for the Houston Cougars. I think it's a close game, Cam. Quite frankly, I thought it was more of a pick'em style game. Tulsa's getting a lot of respect here, laying the 3.5.
They got me. I just look at the body of work with Tulsa in comparison to the body of work with Houston, and we're getting a home team in Tulsa. I think that, as I said, I don't think they're going to blow them out, but I think a 7-point victory is in the cards, and we're laying 3.5. Give me the Golden Hurricane.
Should note, Houston Cougars are 5-1 straight up last 6 games against Tulsa as well.
Throw
that in there.
Yeah, it's
No, I'm not coming throwing it at you. It's not really a stat. It's a fact. No, it's not like they've given up 280. No, they've beaten them 5 out of like 6 times they played. That's not a stat.
You're right. It's a fact. I'm listening.
Hey, listen, you know what? No, we're sort of okay here because, listen, I already put the bet in too, Cam, but I did the 10-point banger. I did a 10-point banger. I took Iowa plus 6.5. I got Iowa plus 6.5, Houston plus 13.5, and under 57.5 in Maryland, Iowa. That's my three-team banger.
I like
that. I put it last night.
I like that. I think the Iowa-Maryland game, I'm going to bet the under in that football game as well. We're on different sides there, but I do like the under. I think it's going to be a real scrappy game. I think Iowa's going to have problems scoring, and I think Maryland, and I think it's going to be literally a field goal game either way. So that's why I'm taking the dog, but I love the under of that game. It's funny, Gabe, I just did the opposite. I got a 7.5-point teaser. It was kind of weird because they had the juice was different. I got Tulsa plus 4.5, and I got Maryland plus 10.5, I think it was. Yes. That's what I did. And then I did another one like you did with the under in the Maryland game as my third game. So we agree on the under in Maryland, Iowa.
So Iowa and Maryland, guys, they're very, very similar body of work. So Iowa and Maryland are both 4-0 straight up. They're both 3-1 against the spread. Iowa, 4-0 to the under on the season. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's bizarre world. Like NFL games go over now and college games go under.
Yes.
Iowa's 4-0 to the under. The Maryland Terrapins are 3-1 to the under on the season. The Iowa Hawkeye defense have given up 24 points or less in 26 straight games.
Very strong.
Very impressive. It's all the way back to 2018, the last time they gave up. They gave up like 28 to Nebraska. So it's literally been years since they've given up more than 24. And the thing with Maryland, they've been flashy. They're cool. Tulia is a great quarterback. Loxley's done a great job recruiting. Their defense has played well and all this. But, Cam, it's interesting. I saw the Maryland Terrapins have had 23 scoring drives this year on the season. Only two of them are more than 3.5 minutes. Only two of them. So, in other words, they don't drive the ball. Like, they've had a bunch of big plays. You know what I mean? Big play here, big play there, big play there. You're not going to get those big plays against this Iowa defense. Iowa makes you march and dink and dunk and make a bunch of plays and go all the way down the field. I think this Iowa defense is just going to be too much for them. Not to mention Kirk Ferentz is a very good coach. And the road warriors, Cam, the Iowa Hawkeyes, 13-4-1 against the spread their last 18 road games. Basically this crew of kids, because Iowa don't really lose kids to the NFL as much as other teams do. So they have more returning starters than other teams all the time.
Except for tight ends. It's tight end.
Except for, you're right. Oh, the tight end. You're right. Noah Fant, Hawkinson.
Yes.
That's it.
Two very good tight ends.
Two tight ends. You. I wanted to throw in Friermuth there.
Oh, hold on. George Kittle went to Iowa.
Kittle. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go, baby. That's
good call.
Enough.
Good call. Tight end, you.
Yeah, we win that one.
There's another one, too.
They got four tight ends. Good tight ends.
Tight end you. Good call. Sounds like a movie.
It is. It sure does.
Any suggestions, sir, at Blockbuster? Yeah. Tight end you is a good film.
I could really go for tight end you tonight after the show. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So, Maryland... So I said they're a ranked team. Yeah, top 10. Maryland haven't beaten a team ranked in the top 10 since 2007 when your boy Ralph Friedgen was there.
Oh, the fridge. Friedge. The turtle. I love the turtle. Actually, we talk about
big turtle. Not give our, just a big looking turtle.
It just, as we said before, I know you guys have heard me in game over the years, but I can't believe how coaches fuse into their mascots. Like, Ralph Friedgen is a turtle. Like, he looks exactly
like a
giant snapping turtle. Like, he's huge. He's got the turtle. He's a turtle. And Coach K is a devil. Like, all these guys look like themselves. Oh, like, I remember there's another coach who was like a bulldog. He looked like a bulldog. Like, Romeo Crennel, when he's with the Browns, he kind of looks like a bulldog. He's got that face. Like, it's just...
Romeo Crennel looked like the brown dog in the dog.
Yeah, he's the brown. He's the brown. He's not.
The same. It was crazy.
It's crazy, man. I don't know how this happens.
They say it's like if you move to a country, Cam. Like if you move to Ireland or something and live there for 20 years, you'd have an Irish accent eventually. I guess if you're the coach of a program long enough, you morph into the mascot.
That's a good point. It's kind of like people in their pets.
Coach
too.
K really does look like the Blue Devil.
The Devil.
Look at the Blue Devil logo and look at Coach K when he's mad and he does that sort of E.
Yeah.
He gets that sort of like tight face. You can almost see the blue horn sticking out of his head. Yeah. Like, it's big like time. You can just see, like, he's like, it's
you know what
cold.
It is? It's like they say single people, whatever, and they have a pet. People start looking like they morph in like a pet looks like a human.
Oh, that's true.
For a long time. Yeah, no, it's very true. We don't make this stuff up. Just facts.
Yeah, dogs, it's crazy, too. Dogs look like they're people. It freaks me out. Sometimes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Oh, it's wild.
You know what's just wrong, though? And it really is a thing. Girls with baby carriages with dogs. Like, yeah, the other day, I made a big deal. I held a door for this girl, and I realized, like, you got a dog in your carriage. Like, I thought you had a baby. I stood here for, like, that's 30 seconds waiting for you.
Ridiculous.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions continues. I am Gabe Romance. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. And yeah, thanks to Lucas. Lucas, like, we're trying to stay positive here. Sends me a tweet. Lotto winner drowns with $45,000 winning ticket in his pocket.
I know.
He tried to cash it in, but couldn't. Like, dude, we're trying to pick winners here, bro.
Exactly. I know. I read
the
that
poor
story
guy
too,
looks like such a nice guy. I'm getting
I know. The guy really, he looks like he needed $45K too. And then he dies. He dies with a tick in his pocket. Michigan man.
That's sounds horrible. Like something would happen to Sal. It hits a big parlay and he gets a car accident on the way to the book picking up the money. What's up, Sal?
Wait a minute. I was going to click on that article, but like you guys, those things just depressed me. Why didn't they let him cash it? What was the problem?
I don't know. Let's see. I know.
Social. Like, so you're telling me with a social security card. It was too beefy.
If he cashed the ticket, he's probably still alive. Yeah. Right, here it is. A Michigan man who hit a lottery jackpot died before he got to collect his winnings. The body of Gregory Jarvis, 57, was drowned on Friday with a $45,000 winning ticket in his pocket. Friends say he tried to cash it in, but because of his old social security card was so beat up, he had to wait for a new one before he could claim the ticket. He was at the Blue Water Inn on September the 13th playing Club Keno in an add-on game. All right, he was super excited. He won. He walked out of the bar that night. It was believed that was the last time anybody saw him alive. What?
There's too much irony here. He was at the Blue Water Inn and he ends up drowning. Yeah. That's terrible. And just the fact that he had a beat up Social Security card and now he has a soaking wet ticket in his wallet that his relatives couldn't turn in even if they wanted to. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Michigan Lottery Commission. I was thinking about this. I was like, damn, government wins again. They're going to take the money.
Right.
Oh, it's unclaimed. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They gave it to his family.
Oh, good, good.
The Michigan
good.
Lottery oh, yeah. Commission gave the $45,000 to his family and basically okay. the.
And I got another problem.
There's a
with
law,
this.
There's a law, Cam, in Michigan. If you win over $600, you need photo ID and a social security card.
Okay, so you did the right thing then. That's okay. His family got it.
I was going to say, like, I don't care how beat up his social security card is. If you can read it, give the guy the money. Like, really? Yeah. Oh, it's not pristine. Like, if you can read the guy's friggin' name, it sounds like they made this guy jump through hoops. I don't like it.
And now he's dead.
At least
now he's dead. Exactly. You said it. Now
he's dead. Well, this is some send-off we're giving him. Yeah, I'll say.
Everyone's hope everybody's enjoying their dinner tonight on Game Time.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Sal. Great stuff with the 30 for 30. And word on the street is, I got breaking news. I'm breaking a story here. Sal and Jamie are doing a second one now. The Collapse, Mets 2021. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that one, Sal.
I don't blame you. I saw that stat that no team has been in first place longer and then ended up under 500 than the 2021 New York Mets.
Wow.
It's disgusting. It was like 100 days or something insane. And for this team, we beat up on the Marlins. Good job. A disaster for sure. Yeah. And they maybe they should start taking cocaine like the great Mets did in 86.
Work for them.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
damn right.
Try anything. Yeah.
Chief Wiggum said it best. People, all of our World Series heroes and astronauts were either alcoholics or high on cocaine. Exactly. Chief Wiggum nailed it. He was bang on.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant at the baseball board tonight. Me and Cam, and we're degenerates, as you know. I'm ready to fire off some college football. What are you looking at tonight?
There's yeah,
the producers
you're right.
Right now. Why'd you tell Morenci you're doing one on the Collapse?
No, I'm staying away too. The Red Sox beat me up this week, and I have some nice futures. I have Trey Turner to have the most hits, and he's up 5. On Vlad with 3 games left, which is nice. That'll be a nice 11-1 payout unless he collapses. Speaking of collapses, but I don't think he will. I'm going to lose the Dodgers to win the West. I thought this series would be big against the Brewers.
Yeah.
Turns out down 2 with 3 left, it's not going to matter as much. And I have the Royals to go over their win total. I think 74.5. I think I need one more win this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit back and see what happens. And I'm sure it'll all go to crap by Sunday.
College football tonight?
Well, we like Maryland, right? I mean, that seems like a good home dog, right? 3-0 against Maryland.
It's me and you, Sal, versus this guy. Yeah, no,
I'm a farmer, Sal. I'm a farmer.
Yeah, he's a Hawkeye.
I'm a farmer.
He's going to the fields. Yeah, we're
what about
really?
The under? What about the under tonight?
Under.
Should be a low score.
I did have it 24-19, but what the hell do I know? So that puts it under, right?
Yep.
Hey, great call yesterday with Ja'Marr Chase. I love that pick. I tweeted back to you. I'm like, all right, great pick. Long reception over 25.5. Cash it.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to say, I go on Fox Thursday Night Football next week. I finished the last nine weeks for Fox in the regular season. I won every game. It's not picking against the spread, but still straight up with 66-1. I've given out Danny Dimes' first touchdown in the Thursday night game against Washington. I gave out James Robinson first touchdown yesterday.
So did Cam.
That's crazy. Those are my two. I had Danny Dimes and Robinson too. Why? That's wild,
beautiful,
man.
Yeah. So now I'll lose like 7 in a row now that I'm pumping myself up. But I might as well pat myself on the back in the meantime.
So so you're playing Maryland tonight. We got BYU, Utah State. Before we get into the NFL, any crazy college parlays, games? Listen, we got some crazy totals this week, that Mississippi-Alabama game. Dude, a 63-48 last year, got to 111. I don't think it's going to be any different. What do you think about the college card this week?
I know Cam's smiling here. He knows I don't have one of my dirty, awful parlays to throw to him just yet. I'm gonna put it together. I know. I should make it a point to have one for you guys, but I will have one tomorrow morning. But yeah, I'm taking Alabama given the points. This is more about the Heisman race, right? I mean, have you ever seen this guy Corral? Corral's great, but plus 150 this early in the season, and then Bryce Young, I think, is second at 3-1. So, but I'm giving the points. You're right. They scored a ton last year. The over's probably a good play. Alabama 9-2 against the number, their last 11 at home. I see the same kind of thing, like 53-38 or something like that, or 53-36. I'll lay the points.
Cousin Sal kicking it with us. All right, Sal, I'll throw it at you. Dallas Cowboys -4.5 right now at FanDuel. Carolina Panthers come to town, 51.5. The great Sam Darnold. Put some respect on that name. People talking like he's Joe Namath now. But coming off the Monday nighter, the Cowboys handle their business on Monday. They've been horrible home favorites over the years. I don't need to tell you, Sal, but can they do it again? Can they go back-to-back here against the Christian McCaffrey-less Panther team? What's your take?
Listen, I'm a tremendous Cowboys fan, and that was a thorough beatdown of the Eagles Monday night. There's no denying it, and yet I lost sleep because of the Mike McCarthy pre-halftime clock management. It's just, that's just how Cowboys fans think. Like, this guy could blow the game at any time, but I don't think they will, even though the Panthers have, what, 10 days rest and the Cowboys coming off a short week. I love this defense by the Cowboys. They've shaved their points against almost a touchdown from 30 to 23. They had Trayvon Diggs as a player of the month defensively. You know, you got Micah Parsons playing all different positions. I love what they're doing defensively. They forced 8 turnovers, which is the most in the league. And I think we see, although I've been big backer of Sam Darnold, I think we see the guy who used to see ghosts, that form of Sam Darnold, on Sunday against Dallas, 26-17. No one on that offense really scares me without McCaffrey. Like Chuba Hubbard, what are we supposed to get excited about that? 26-17, I think the Cowboys cover.
I like that. I don't know, Sal. Am I crazy? Gabe, I haven't done it. I know we got our picks. I like both New York teams. I like the Giants to cover and the Jets. I think I need surgery. Like, or I need my head examined. Is that nuts? Like, am I missing something here? Like, I don't know.
All
I
things are true.
Yeah.
I don't know why, Gabe. Hey, I like the Giants as well. I like the Giants as well. 17-3, guys, the last 20 games as a road dog. I brought it up, Sal, too, and I did a radio hit earlier today. You know this. The Giants don't have a home field advantage. It's a home field disadvantage. Nope. There's an aura of negativity around there. Everybody hates them. They've won like 4 home games in the last 5 years or something like that. And then they go on the road, and everyone thinks they're going to get killed, and Danny Jones plays well, and they hang around, they cover, and then they cover the point spread. You know, it's, to me, I'm jumping on the Giants as well, Cam.
Love it.
Jets are on your own.
Jets are on my own. Well, I'll say this about the Titans. They have both receivers, right? A.J. Brown's out and Julio Jones. So that's maybe not as much scoring power there. And, yeah, you get what you deserve betting the Jets, but it may be too many points. Giants, I'm right with you. I really like them as the upset. I really do. I think the Saints are a little bit overrated. You know, not as bad as they were when they lost to the Panthers. Not as good as they were when they won last week. Maybe too much emotion riding high in that Superdome, like coming back. And I think the Giants are maybe just as good. Might be a slow starting game offensively. I could see it like a 21-20 type game, something that Giants maybe pull out.
Cousin Sal joining us on Game Time Decisions, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. And, of course, shout out to all of our television affiliates as well. One of the most there's been a lot of line movement with this game, guys. People always bet what they saw last. So right after the Rams beat up on the Bucks last week, I saw FanDuel, it was 6. Last night on my radio show, it was 3.5. Went all the way down to 3.5.
Wow.
Now it's sitting at 4. LA Rams -4, total 54.5. What do you think about this game, Sal? I'll be honest. I was on the Bucks last week and I was wrong. I've been sort of thinking that the Rams are sort of like slightly overrated. People want to give them the Super Bowl trophy right now. I think if you're a good quarterback and a good passing attack, you can throw the ball on these guys if you can protect the quarterback. But I got burnt last week, so I don't know. I'm surprised that everyone loves all the so-called, all of our guests this week, Sal, like the Cards. What's your take on this one?
Oh, man. Well, I'm joining them here, and it's weird for me because I'm a Rams backer. I think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. I'm one of those guys. I liked them last week against the Bucks. I just think it's too many points, and it was way too many at 6. I think at 3.5, 4, I'm still going to take Arizona. I'll probably kick myself in the ass for it for betting on Cliff Kingsbury. He's going to attempt like an 88-yard field goal somewhere along the line and screw up here. But he loses that matchup against McVay. But I like what Murray's doing, and he's good as an underdog on the road. I think he's like 12-5-2 or something in his last 19 as a road underdog. Plus, he's trying to become the first quarterback ever to rush for a touchdown in each of his first 4 games. Not the type of quarterback that the Rams defense usually clamps down on. I think they keep it close. These NFC West games, a lot of them come down to a field goal anyway. I would take the points too.
Cam, you know Arizona's going to be – listen, they're obviously fired up. It's such a competitive season this year in that division, but they've never beaten the Rams. McVay's never lost to them. He's 8-0, 7-1 against this. Yeah. 8-0, 7-0. Kingsbury and the Cards don't win in the division. That's their problem. They don't win in the division. This is a statement game. Can they do it?
I think they can too, Gabe. And I'm with Sal on this one. The thing is, I have futures on the Rams as well, but I think this is a good spot for Arizona. Also, this is the thing. we always remember what we saw. You talked about it. And this guy, I feel this is a big letdown spot, despite being against a divisional opponent. Matthew Stafford, I just remember this game against the Bears. A couple big plays. He looked good against the Bucs. Look how bad the Bucs D's been. They're giving up 29 points, worst in the NFL, Gabe, in their secondary. Like, they've been shredded every game. Atlanta and Matt Ryan shredded these guys. Kyler Murray will be able to run, and they're going to have problems with the running quarterback. If the Rams win, it's by a field goal. Take the points. I like the Cardinals. Cheap, 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 cheap.
Sal, before we get you out of here, the Denver Broncos are 3-0, but they played both New York teams and Jacksonville. So now they get Baltimore, 66-yard field goal last week. I think Baltimore gets them. I think Baltimore beats them. And I also think that, you know, it goes under the number. What's your take on that one? We got about 20 seconds.
I'm with you, Gabe. Not much offense there. Justin Tucker offensively scares me more than anybody Denver has to offer. They've beaten all losers. They've played teams that are 0-9. Give me the Ravens. They should be giving a field goal here.
Figure Tucker could hit a 79-yarder in the altitude, if needed.
Exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
People putting pressure on us, like Cam said, they're expecting greatness because of this. Man, what a week of NHL preseason hockey, and it's starting to come together here. It's just I don't like betting on the Calgary Flames, but Cam's got an early pick. I've got my hockey picks are coming up a little bit later on. What do you got for us, Cam? 7 o'clock pick.
We got a steam movement here in the Lightning game. They got smashed by the Predators. They're going to actually bring some guys back because they haven't taken it seriously. They hate Carolina. This line steamed. It opened up at about $1.65. I'm seeing 210 on FanDuel. I'm in on it. I was in on it earlier, and I like a parlay. Lightning money line, Flames money line to +140, Gabe, and I'm betting the Flames later on tonight. Good spot against the Canucks tonight. Those are the hockey picks.
All right, early hockey pick. Give me the Ottawa Senators to beat the Montreal Canadiens.
I like that pick, too.
Ottawa Senators to beat the Montreal Canadiens. Senators are playing their starters and their lineup. They got a bunch of good guys. Everyone's battling. They always play the Canadiens tough. Canadiens, Cole Caulfield's hurt. Carey Price hurt, etc. I think Ottawa bring it tonight. This isn't the same as the earlier picks earlier in the week. I'll tell you what, Cam, the other two, I hate to do it, but as you guys know, too, so Hughes and Pettersson signed their contracts today with the Canucks. Great news for the regular season, but they're not playing tonight. And you get the Calgary Flames, who are now 0-3, and they're getting pissed off. It's for real. They're getting mad. So mad they're starting Markstrom tonight. they're going to their number one goalie. They're like, no. We're not losing again. Like, they're getting frustrated. Like, they can't lose every night. It's a perfect spot. I don't like picking on Vancouver here, but we'll go back with Calgary again. Ugh. You better get it done, Boston Pizza.
No,
we're going back with Calgary.
Listen.
And Cameron, how about this one, buddy? We're taking the Kraken. It's revenge. 6-0. Draisaitl, Connor. They did not go to Seattle. It's payback tonight.
The Kraken cracked
the oil.
I love it. Yeah. Lightning, Kraken, Flames, Senators. Yeah. A four pack for you guys. We love it. Oh, yeah, and the New York
Kraken crack the oil. Think we're going to crack the oil every night? No.